Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
The job was fantastic when I joined. It was basic. We didn't have much, but there were fewer calls on us. It was less violent. There was less drugs. There was less everything. We coped. Those are the words of John Parker. At this stage, fair to call you, John, a veteran Garda and member of the Central Executive of the GRA, based in Mallow. You've been a guard now since the early 90s, and the job has changed. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Thank you for having me on.
The job has changed.
Yeah, the job has changed significantly. I suppose the communities and nationally, the build-up of towns into cities and the urban sprawl, huge population growth, huge influx of people, and the numbers haven't risen to match it. In fact, you know, since the downturn and when the economic downturn was there, where they cut back numbers and reduced to save money, and when they incentivize people to leave the job, we've been playing catch up, I suppose, ever since. And the same with the stopping of recruitment and training during the COVID term. It has had a huge impact on numbers, making the job harder to do. We're playing catch up with a lot of the calls that we get to go to.
A lot of people call the program here day to day, week to week, John, complaining about this crime and that crime. And the one common thing we hear: you never see a guard on the road these days. You never see guards. I've described the guard, the station, for example, in Carrigaline, as little more than an ornament. Would be just as handy to replace it with a sweet shop. You're not as visible as you used to be. And I read a piece with yourself and a couple of your colleagues, written by Donal O'Keefe in The Echo. You're stuck doing paperwork, looking at screens, when you should be out on the road doing the job you trained for.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, a lot of the progress with IT has not cut out a lot of the paperwork that's involved. And for every case that you have to deal with, you know, there's a paper trail and files to be done. So the frontline core regular police, the members that are on the streets, that are dealing with the shoplifters, the general calls from the public, they're under huge pressure as regards numbers. Yes, roads policing and others have been cut back, but I suppose the people that are worked to the bone are the regular lads on the units that are working 24/7, 365, and half of it is red tape. I'll give you examples. And this is a lot, I suppose, to do with accountability and dealing with calls. We've computer-aided dispatch systems, and members are dispatched to calls based on priorities and whatever. But you've often situations where, and I've heard these over the radio, there could have been lads playing ball in a green and kicking a ball, and it's been kicked off an end of terrace wall, and somebody puts in a complaint of nuisance behaviour by these people, and the units aren't there to get around to it. Mm. I've heard that call being given out the following day to say there was nobody available the previous evening to go to it, and would people call round and just, you know, drive there so that they can knock it off the screen. Yeah. You know,
another thing that has come in over
and
the years,
the problem with the problem with that is that there's other calls that will be building up, and those members could be actively patrolling, but they're being sent to calls that are defunct and that should easily be cancelled or cleared off.
The central dispatch system as well. I do recall an incident that occurred in Clonakilty a number of years ago where someone's car was broken into for want of the better full explanation. But when she was looking for a guard, she was only a couple of hundred yards away from the Garda station. But the guards had to be formally dispatched. They couldn't just come out from behind the public desk and go down.
Yeah, well, you see, it's all down to designated roles. It depends. The person on duty in the station may have been the only one on policing duties, yeah, and cannot lock up the station.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know, transfer the phones. So it's always to do with delegating somebody else. But there is a system being rolled out as well where you could ring the local Garda station to say you want something, and as you're explaining what you require, they're now compelled to forward you on to a central unit that will deal with the call. And a lot of it is to do with the skill set and, you know, training people up to take calls and, you know, to take as much information as possible and whatever. But people in the community are getting frustrated over the fact that, you know, they're talking to a local guard who will transfer them to a central area that will take the call and then will basically transfer the call back to the local area that they were dealing with.
Yes.
You know?
And you probably have to give all the details to someone who's never been where you are.
That's it, and they may not have a knowledge of the locality. But another problem with the 39 system, the 112 calls that go to the guards, fire brigade and ambulance, is that the guards are the default service provider. And if someone rings on a mobile phone and there's no location, let's say, being able to be pinned down exactly, it could be a couple of square kilometres, and they may not have even asked for the guards, the ambulance or the fire brigade, but they've just got through to the call centre and maybe they accidentally dialed it or to the child and the parent knocked it off. The guards will be given that call by the telecom service provider that there was a call to the centre and that there was a hang up and nobody asked for anything, and the Garda dispatcher will dispatch a patrol car to that couple of square kilometres area to drive around aimlessly in case somebody flags them down. And this isn't urban estates I'm talking about. This could be country roads, farmlands where you won't see somebody on the road.
Good Lord.
You know, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Something that upset me a little, and certainly, and you'll know my background, John, you're old enough to remember my dad. You know, people like yourself and your colleagues saying, if I have a son or a daughter, and I spoke last week with Padraig Gallagher, I'm sure, or Padraig Harrington, I'm sure you know, if I have a son or a daughter, I'm not encouraging them to go into the guards. We're at a disturbing point when experienced members of the force are discouraging their kids from joining.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, the guards that are there already are the best placed to know whether the job is something, you know, that the job satisfaction will outweigh the trials, the tribulations, the threats, the assaults that are possible. I mean, you go through your career and you don't look over your shoulder as regards the possibility of assault. Yes, you're prepared for problems and issues and you pick yourself up and you dust yourself down afterwards. But in general, you know, you balance it out with family life and, you know, work-life balance, and you provide for your family and whatever. But the younger guards joining at the moment, there is no incentive as regards putting a roof over their kids' heads, as regards providing for them or an education into the future.
The pension's gone to
Garda, pot, the Garda pension and the public service pension has gone to pot in an effort to, I suppose, overcompensate. The government have drastically shredded any hope or possibility of people joining the guards. And basically, they kick the can down the road, saying the people who joined since 2012 with this monstrous pension deficit, that it won't be a problem until down then. But that's not it. The young members are realizing a year or two into it, when they're having assessments done on their career, and the aspect of a guard joining at 20, and, you know, rather than retiring when their pension was fully earned up, like guards previously to them. There'll be people working on and on until age 60, and it's being extended to 62 shortly, and no doubt by the time it gets around, it'll be extended to 66. Yeah. You'll have guards working 46 years.
Because the pension isn't worth a course compared to what it used to be. And something else
16,000 euro. Yeah. 16,000 euro people will retire on.
Something else as well, John. And lastly, the idea that nowadays you go out to do your job and some bozy is thrusting a mobile phone in your face and shouting at you. Have you had that yourself?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Look, we've had situations back from, I suppose, the advent of when mobile phones could record audio, not to mind video. People have been doing it. You don't actually mind the situation of somebody videoing you when they're not getting in the way and when it's not inciting others, you know, to act up or bravado. Often if a crowd disperses, the two or three troublemakers look around them and they realize, oh no, you know, they're not as brave. And half of the aspect of mobile phone is, you know, it urges people on to take on the guards. No guard has a problem with being recorded as long as the recording is being used fairly. But we've often had clips cut, small elements of recordings put up on YouTube, and like there's no need for it, a lot of it, you know. And some people are intent on identifying guards and where do they live and where they were working out of. You've often seen the commentary on some particular forums, and their main thing is get this person, you know. And there are people out there who may have no particular gripe against an individual guard, but once they become aware of a situation and a surge of hatred online, you know, they can't help but participate in it.
Yeah. Lastly, John, a question has come in. We have a community guard in my area, says this caller, and we don't see a whole lot of them. Can the guards tell me what's happening with the community? Can that guard tell me what's happening with the community guard? They're not as visible as they once were, John, because they're busy doing paperwork, as I would have thought.
Some of the community guards out there are one of the hardest worked units out there, because they're continuously circulating. I know locally our community guard, he calls the elderly people's houses, you know, on a regular basis if there's someone that's at risk, somebody that's isolated. He's very involved with youth groups and groups of the elderly, and the community guard, I suppose, look, a lot of their stuff is low-key, and it's not out on the road or on the street. Mm. So it's interacting with schools. So they have such a diverse number of tasks to perform, you know, but they're putting in their hours and more. So some of them are being pulled and dragged in that they're involved in stuff voluntary after hours as well. It's just that there isn't as many of them because these positions aren't going to be filled in numbers while there's a deficit on the front line. So while an organisation or division might say, yes, we have community policing in a particular area, they may have had two or three, and there may be one solitary soldier minding the shop, as they say, and carrying the burden of what was there. So there's still a community policing element. But until the numbers go up, a lot of items like roads policing, community policing and whatever, those numbers won't be able to be increased until the pressure that the frontline uniform gets relieved.
Do you still like the job, John, before I let you go? Do you still like being a guard?
I do, and I suppose, look, I've diversified going into the National Executive, and a lot of my work over the last number of years has been more welfare-based, employee assistance type of based, even though there are employee assistance officers. My job is to help members, you know, get on with their job in a safe environment, to facilitate them as regards what they're entitled to, and to look after them when there's a bit of bother. We have a lot of decent members out there that get pinned to the collar on minor complaints that have had nothing to do with them, you know, and it puts a lot of stress on members. And I suppose my job is to, you know, I suppose assess it and assure them, because, you know, you can notice immediately that a person has done nothing wrong, but they're still worried about it. And it's the time it takes to investigate these things that kills these people. Yeah. If something was dealt with in 6 months or a year, they'd be grand. But we've had people suspended for 3 and 4 years. Yeah. If that was a court case for any sort of road traffic events or anything, it would be thrown out of court of the delay.
You're right, and we could go further with that conversation, but time has caught me. John Parker, GRA Central Executive Committee member based in North Cork in the Guards since the 90s. John, thank you for being with us, but more importantly, thank you for your service.
Cork's 96 FM.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.